confident in my run blocking.
In your run blocking.
Very confident in my run blocking. Very confident in our football team. We spent Monday and today in helmets, a lot of instruction as far as game plan volume has been our emphasis. We'll put the pads on tomorrow. But I'm very confident in all aspects of our fundamentals, especially coming out of training camp.
Are there any specific goals in the run game going into this? I mean, like yards per carry or carries per game?
Our goal is really to score as many points as we need to. It's important to score more points than the opponent. That's always been our focus. We do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. We also do things we have what we refer to as run it runs and run it passes, and that'll change. But as far as what is categorized as a win and what's categorized as a loss, it all depends on situations and particularly the things that are involved week to week.
You think you'll make the jump in the run game that you've been talking about all offseason?
Well, I'm looking to make a jump in the win column. That's really what the goal is to win the football game. The offense's focus is again to score as many points, via run and pass. So, however how that shakes out, the defense will have something to say about it. But we're gonna go after our opponent like we always do.
Mike, with Cobb and Nelson missing preseason, obviously Greg gone, is there some patience involved, or do you just expect to hit the ground running?
I'm not following. Patience for what?
Well, I mean, like for you and for Aaron, for the offense, because those guys don't have the training camp necessarily?
No, I mean, the only thing that, as far as getting the team ready, particularly on offense, if you look at our roster, our 53-man roster, we have 27 defensive players and 23 offensive players. So, obviously how that's distributed into 46, that's what the week's worked for. But as far as who we're playing with, we're going about the same as we always have. I mean, our perimeter has a lot of experience. If you look at Jordy Randall and James Jones and JerMichael Finley, that's an excellent group. So it's important for us to get them the football. But as far as being patient, as far as where you go about it, no, we're full bore ahead.
How much extra do you stress turnovers on a weekly basis against the San Francisco team that has capitalized on often in the past?
You stress it every day. We have a period that's dedicated to taking care of the football and taking the ball away. So it's a daily emphasis of ours as a football team. It's one of the key fundamentals that we feel needs to show up. Turnover ratio is a very important statistic in regards to being successful in this league. So that's an everyday focus. Turnovers are a factor in every game, and when you're on the short side of it, obviously it's a lot tougher to win the game.
Is there a challenge? Maybe not with you guys as coaches, both the younger players, maybe not make this game any bigger than it is.
Well, it's very important to realize this is the start of the season. The things that happen, the tendencies of how things can go in the first game. That's where we really spend our time educating our team, alongside with our rookies. So this is a very important game because it's the next game. It's a new season. Everything that's gone on in the past has been answered. It's been discussed. But everything we're doing is get ready to win this game.
Mike, does the playoff game from last year, does that show up just in maybe your film that you're watching and in other ways? It's just not talked about, none of that stuff. I mean, there's no discussion.
As far as exactly what games are involved in our cut-ups, I mean, that's, I'm not going to get into total detail of it, but yes, that game is one of them. You look at games that obviously you feel have input to how you game plan and how you prepare for the game. And obviously when you play a team in the past, like we did last year, watching both games, the opportunity for the players to see the matchups, you look at all that tape and it's part of your cut-ups.
I guess I meant more that you're not talking about that game. That is, I mean, we may all talk about it or write about it, but for you guys in terms of preparation, that is not a discussion point with your guys.
I agree with your opinion. Yes, sir.
Mike, is Casey Hayward more of a long-term, or is it?
I don't really have a timeline for Casey. I'm hoping it's, I hope it's his status is different next week. So, when you talk to Casey, he said he's great and making progress, but he will not be available this week.
Mike, how do you feel about where Hyde is and just the growth you saw from him throughout camp?
Micah Hyde is really, probably one of the top producers as far as production throughout training camp, and this will be a great opportunity for him. So our secondary is a group that you know, we feel like we've made a lot of progress with. So Micah will do whatever's asked, and I have a lot of confidence in him.
You're not even listing Morgan and Brad on the injury report at all. Were you worried at any point that their injuries were going to turn out to be significant in that Seattle game, or did you feel all along that they'd be able to?
Just really trusting the medical. I mean, you know, like I think any time an injury happens, there's always the unknown, particularly, you know, with hamstrings. You know, there's really not a true gauge on judging those things. But they're full participation today, so they practice well. They look good.
Do you anticipate their offense being different from Crabtree out and Bolden in?
Well, you know, I think really their, you know, their creativity schematically is, you know, is something that you know, all teams do in the off season. In regards to the 49ers, you can see in the preseason video that they didn't really show a whole lot. So there will be some new looks. History would tell you there's 20% to 30% of the looks in this game will be what we refer to as unscouted looks. So that's the way we go about it, and I think that'll definitely be part of their offense. Approach. And, you know, as far as Crabtree, I thought he had a heck of a year last year. You know, he was obviously productive against us in both football games. And Bolden's a proven player, and so how they use him and so forth, we're really focused on the things that we're going to do against their personnel groups and their formations.
All year, from the combine to the OTAs, from the training camp, you talked about a renewed sense of urgency and you like what the team has done. Now the game week has arrived. How's the urgency and the team's readiness to get after it now?
Well, it's a whole different environment that you work in when the first week comes around. The first practice is always very kind of odd. You know, you walk out there the first day and you think, where the heck did everybody go? And it's a very it's different each and every year, but the quality of practice definitely goes up. It's a natural urgency. Everybody understand what's at stake. We're guaranteed 16 opportunities. You know, how you start the season, you know, history tell you is important, and starting on the road and the things that you have to deal with on the road. I feel very good about the urgency and the way the preparation phase has started.
Mike, with the changes you guys made this offseason and going to Texas A&M and everything else, do you feel that makes you better equipped for the 49ers this time around?
You know, this is pro football. The A&M trip was about a number of different things for our defensive staff. It was a good experience for them. Frankly, we come out of it schematically confirms some of the things that we felt as a staff, but the ability to get away and talk football and do it as a group is probably the biggest positive to come out of that trip.
How tough will it be to open the season on the road and in that environment at Candlestick?
I mean, I'm looking for it to be a great environment. It's it's the last year of Candlestick, and you know, obviously they'll be celebrating their success from last year. There'll be a ton of energy in the stadium and pregame, and I think it's going to be a heck of a football game.
Mike, your defense the numbers were pretty good last year, with a couple of games that kind of fell apart. Where do you think you're at defensively?
Oh, it's a different year. I mean, really, to me, that's a off-season question. I look where our defense is at based on the way it's come through training camp. Well, the three phases of our football team, our defense is definitely playing the best coming out of training camp. So it's important for all three phases to contribute. Everybody understands the challenge in front of them. We understand the challenge the 49ers offense presents us, and we understand the challenge their defense presents us. And, you know, they have a new kicker on special teams, and I think they're very well coached in special teams, and just as much so in the other areas. So that's really the focus of it. But if I was going to point to who am I leaning on, I'm leaning on our defense, in particular defensive line, based on their performance to date.
What's the best thing you do for a running back, a rookie running back like Eddie, or a left tackle like David, to get into the flow of their first game?
I guess we'll find out Sunday.